3.5 billion poorest people is fantastic. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. The statement by O'Leary was callous at best and at worst, sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
And what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. Where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
John and Bonnie Mitchell join me tonight as my guest here on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to be talking about mind control through the use of mnemonic circles, hypnotic countdowns, sigils, and symbolisms, and symbolism that alter your mind. This is a very important discussion to have, and we're going to go beyond that as well and make some connections that I think our listeners are going to be quite fascinated in. Bonnie and John, welcome to the show. So glad to have you.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, where do we start? How did you guys start to get into this research?
Right on. Yeah. We, as soon as Bonnie and I got together, you know, we put all of these, connected all of these dots. We started to do that right away. I'd say one of the first things that we began to see and research together is probably chemtrails. Like a lot of people, when they wake up, it's, you know, something they can see right in front of them, and it starts to, you know, get you awake and aware, and then you start investigating these things. It was several years ago now. We were at a relative's house, and they had the TV set on. We never, since we've been together, watched TV or any of that stuff. We made that decision as soon as we got together. But we were at a relative's house, and they had the TV set going. And we just noticed these circles. I forget exactly what it was on TV. It might have been the news or sports or something. But we saw these spinning circles, and right away we knew that there was just something not right about that. And I think Bonnie said pretty quick into it that Solomon's Key.
Yes. Hey, I recognize that. That's from Solomon's Key.
Yeah. So, you know, to answer your question, it began there, the research into the mnemonic circles themselves. And so, it just grew from there.
Bonnie, what is Solomon's Key? Forgive my ignorance.
That's okay. Well, King Solomon, who was king of the Israelites from 970 to 930 BCE, he was a magician, and he wrote a group of magical texts, and they are called Solomon's Key. So it's like ancient magical text that describes the type of magic that he did. Mm-hmm. And the mnemonic circles look very, very similar to the magical talismans or pentacles that are drawn in these books that King Solomon wrote.
Right. So it might be important to take it step by step for your audience, mm-hmm. though. Basically, just to describe the mnemonics briefly for this audio interview here, they are semicircles or partial circles or arches that are in a circular pattern that move in an opposing direction. But we've noticed after researching just tons of these things that they have a similar or an exactly the same motion from mnemonic to mnemonic, which tells us that this isn't just, you know, like putting a pinwheel in front of somebody and spinning it to try to make them get them into a trance state. This is specifically designed and tailored for the human subconscious to be able to unlock areas of the subconscious and then plant information in there. And just for your audience's sake here, they can go to our website at awakenvideo.org, and we did make a documentary there that's right on the front page. It's called Global Epidemic Exposed Television Sigil Magic. And then if they watch that, I guarantee you they'll be able to start seeing these circles everywhere. We get emails every week now from people thanking us for showing them this stuff, and that's what everybody says. Once they saw the documentary, they just see the circles everywhere.
You know, I know that there are symbols out there, and they have occult meaning. I'm definitely aware of that. But how do these symbols have a physiological effect on the mind?
Right.
Yeah, it's really a subconscious thing. Your subconscious mind really understands symbols and just simple basic concepts, numbers, codes, sigils.
Right.
So it's really targeting the subconscious mind. But it might help if we go ahead and start with some history of how the television was actually developed as a weapon. So I can start there and kind of, you know, get everybody on the same page so we all understand what we're talking about here.
Yeah, because I'd like to learn just exactly what the intention was for television from the get-go.
Right on.
Sure. Well, the very first TV that came out, that was back in the 1920s. It was a mechanical television. It was a simple device that had a frame rate or a flicker rate of 18 frames per second or 18 hertz. So what that means is the screen would pulse. It would flicker 18 times in 1 second. That means that that's 18 pictures for your conscious mind to understand in 1 second. So if you imagine just sitting down, you've got 18 pictures in front of you, and you have to look at each picture and understand it. You got 1 second. Well, the conscious mind can't do that. It's just too much. It's overwhelming. It's too much information. So what happens is the brain naturally does this thing called dissociation. So the conscious mind can't handle it, kind of steps aside, and it just says, well, I'll just take all this in. I'll try to figure it out later. So the subconscious takes all the information in and just saves it forever. It's like this huge data storage center. So the very first TV with the flicker rate of 18 hertz was putting people into a trance state because their conscious minds were stepping aside and they're just allowing the subconscious to take over. So right away, we see the very first television was putting people in a trance state. And this was done on purpose. I mean, it's the perfect tool for the controllers, the programmers, to program information into people's minds, getting them into a hypnotic state and programming them. Now, the television was highly developed in Nazi Germany. It really wasn't until the early 1950s, that most Americans even saw a television set. You know, it was 1950s, people started buying televisions and putting them in their homes in America. But in Nazi Germany, they were working on the TV already. And in 1936, they showed the Olympic Games in Berlin to over 100,000 people in Berlin. They had different viewing stations around the city. I think there were 28 viewing stations. And so the people would get together and they'd watch the Olympic Games on a widescreen television set in 1936. So, you know, I think we all are pretty familiar with, like, the propaganda films that the Nazis used to sway people's opinions and the different experiments the Nazis did on humans, human behavior, the human psyche, and just how far you could push a human. So they knew a lot about this mind control. Well, after World War II, we had Project Paperclip, where a lot of these Nazi scientists, they came over to the United States, and they just continued their research over here. So the television, from the very beginning, was a mind control device, and it still is. And today, the frame rate is more like 50 hertz or 60 hertz. Clearly, it's way too much for your conscious mind to handle. So the brain just naturally goes into this dissociative state.
And that's where all the programming begins, folks. And they don't call it programming for nothing. John and Bonnie Mitchell are our guests tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking about mind control, and specifically through that weapon known as the TV. Very exciting stuff. Turn off your television and turn up your radio. You're going to learn a lot, I guarantee it. Stand by.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, Bonnie, continue to flesh out the history for me a bit more, please.
Alrighty. Well, some of us know that about William Crookes. He was the inventor of the cathode ray tube, which was used in the televisions for a long time. William Crookes was a spiritualist and very much into metaphysical ideas. He was into seances and table boarding and channeling and that type of thing. Well, his intention when developing the cathode ray tube was to be able to communicate with spirits with this device. And he believed that the electrons that were created by the cathode ray could be manipulated by spirits. So this was his intention when creating that device. And also in 1928, Thomas Edison was working on a spirit telephone, which he never did finish that, but you can look online and find out about that. And also Tesla had something he called a Teslascope, which was a mechanical device. And he believed that he was speaking to people from other planets with this device. So at the time, it wasn't unheard of to use your television or your radio set to speak to the spirit world. And in fact, lots of people were experimenting with their radios and their televisions, communicating with spirits, and they developed something called ITC, which is instrumental transcommunication. And in fact, they're still doing this today. Over in Europe, they have laboratories where these people claim to be speaking to the astral plane on a daily basis with their television sets.
The Skoll group is a good, if anybody wants to research that a little bit, it's S-C-O-L-E from Skoll, UK. Do a cursory search on that, and you'll really be amazed at what they've accomplished. It's quite astounding.
Yeah, the Skoll experiment, mm-hmm. That's what it's called. Yeah. Okay, so what television does to your brain is this. Normally, we're in a beta state, a beta brainwave. And that's normal waking consciousness, you know, just going about your day, work or school or going to the grocery store, walking your dog. It's all in a beta state. So what happens is when you're watching television, it doesn't take very long, maybe, you know, less than a minute, and your brain waves start to change. They go from a beta wave to an alpha wave. Now, an alpha is like a meditative state. Although when you're watching TV, you're definitely not meditating. It's more like a forced trance. And the longer you sit there in front of the television, the deeper this trance can go. So it can go from beta to alpha, even theta and delta. If you're in a delta brainwave, it's very dangerous. If you're sitting there getting programmed, delta is basically you're sitting there with your eyes open, but your conscious mind is completely asleep, and you're just sitting there entranced and getting completely programmed. Like I said before about the flicker rate, used to be 18 hertz, now it's 50 or 60, and that puts you in a state of hypnosis. Also, there's a rapid succession of scene changes. Now, when I was a kid, in the 70s and 80s, I could watch TV or a movie and kind of follow the story that was kind of slow scene changes. Now, that does not exist anymore. Now it's very fast from one scene to the next. You almost just can't keep up with it. Well, your conscious mind can't keep up with it. That's why they do it. It's meant to overwhelm the conscious mind and put your subconscious in charge. That's what they want to do because they want to program your subconscious. They also use certain imagery. Like I was saying, the subconscious mind understands simple symbols and metaphors, sigils. This is what they're targeting, the subconscious mind. And they also use sounds or frequencies. And in this way, they are actually able to, with harmonic frequencies, to manipulate your neuron pathways to embed detailed commands into your subconscious mind through sound. So they could be programming you with certain sounds, and when you hear the sound again, you will act or feel a certain way. It works like a trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're finding that the harmonics are key with the mnemonics. There's actually, for every mnemonic that we've researched, there's harmonics combined with it. So they're using the sound and the visual together, and it's very technical what they're doing. It's really...
Yeah, it is. And they've been working on this, the government or the secret government, whatever you want to call them. In 1977, there was a Senate hearing on the CIA and MKUltra, and MKUltra was uncovered, exposed, and we found out that there were 144 projects on mind control that the CIA was working on, and 8 of those projects were dedicated to the study of hypnosis. So, you know, our government has been experimenting on us for a long time, and we know about some of these things through the Freedom of Information Act. You know, some of these things we've heard about that happened a long time ago. Well, they're still happening.
And since you brought up the word government, anytime anybody does, I always like to throw that into the discussion, and I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are hip to this already. But
mind control, right?
Yeah, the word government comes from, the word govern comes from old French gouverner, and it means to control, to govern, to control. And ment comes from old Latin mente, which means mind. So the word government literally means mind control.
Right. So you can go on the internet now and you can search for mind control patents. And you can go to the U.S. Patent Office online and you can find these. And there's a bunch of them. But there's one in particular that I'd like to read to you. I think it's pretty important. It's called Nervous System Manipulation by Electromagnetic Fields for Monitors. This is U.S. Patent number 6506148, granted to Hendrikus Liu in 2003. Physiological effects have been observed in a human subject in response to stimulation of the skin with weak electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with certain frequencies near 1/2 hertz or 2.4 hertz, such as to excite a sensory resonance. Many computer monitors and TV sets, when displaying pulsed images, emit pulsed electromagnetic fields of sufficient amplitudes to cause such excitation. It is therefore possible to manipulate the nervous system of a subject by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. For the latter, the image pulsing may be embedded in the program material, or it may be overlaid by modulating a video stream. So the programmers are using frequency as a weapon. Now, this patent was granted to a man named Hendrikus Liu, who's also known as Hu Liu.
Wait a second. Where have I heard that word before?
Exactly.
Right. Hulu.com became available in 2008, and it was heavily backed by U.S. military and intelligence agencies. And why? Well, they say it's because they wanted to make sure that all their soldiers around the world had access to their favorite television programs. So, on military bases around the world, soldiers can go watch TV.
Uh-oh, my bumper music's going, who, Lou. Uh-oh.
Is that true?
I added the Lou, but anyways, we'll take a quick break and come back into that. You got me at the edge of my seat here. I can't wait to hear this.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
If you're just joining us, folks, boy, do we have a hell of a show going on. Our guests tonight are Bonnie and John Mitchell, who are talking to us about mind control using the television, and not just the actual TV, but screens in general. And we're going to get to all of that. And you brought up Hulu, which, what was his name again?
His name is Hendrickus Lou, but his nickname is Who.
Hendrickus Lou. So his nickname was Who, last name Lou. Put it together, you get Hulu. Where have I seen that before?
Exactly. And just to be clear, too, the patent that Bonnie read is only one of hundreds of mind control patents that are available for anybody who's conscious enough to go look them up and read them. And it's just mind-blowing what's going on with all the mind control. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that with that patent, and you kind of led into that a little bit, we're not we're now, the main weapon is the television, but we're not only talking about that. The patent that she just read is for any screen device. So this electromagnetic pulsing for mind control purposes could be used on your smartphone, on your Kindle, your iPad, your laptop, your home computer, or your TV, or anything that has a screen on it that you're watching. So it's real important to understand that. We kind of like to, if it's all right with you, Bob, we kind of like to break into the mnemonics a little bit, and I'll describe the mnemonics a little bit, kind of the, some of the nefarious things we're seeing in there, and then what we like to do is try to explain how language is sigil magic, and then go from there, and then Bonnie can get into the ancient stuff and how that applies to what they're doing now with this technology.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, man. Basically, as I said before, the mnemonic circles are semicircles that are on the screen in front of you, moving in a sort of like an unlocking combination-like pattern. And if you study these as we have, you'll notice that it's pretty much the same pattern from mnemonic to mnemonic on these different channels that they channel these programs to you and broadcast them to you like a spell. So what we're finding inside of them are a binary code, very similar to QR code. And I'm sure you're familiar with that, those little boxes that your so-called smartphone can read. You find them on billboards and in advertisements and magazines and whatnot. And so we're finding that binary code in there. Also very obvious is the countdown and count up methods that they're using. It's real important to know that in hypnosis, it's not just counting somebody down into hypnosis, but if you can do that pattern where you count up and down and bring them in and out of a trance state over and over again, that's when you get the strongest trance for the person, the human victim. So we're noticing this countdown. And then, of course, the sigils, which I'm going to get into here in just a second. And Bonnie's going to talk about the more ancient form of the sigils from Solomon that we're witnessing now. But to make people understand, I kind of got to bring in from other areas. In January of last year, so it's been a year now, over a year and a month now, there were six individuals who came forward that are archaeologists, basically, but they study Egyptology, and one of the gentlemen, Brian Forrester, is from Peru. And the one thing that these scientists all agree on is that the most ancient ruins that they have discovered so far across the world now, it's all different locations, have a couple things in common that are extremely important for people to understand. This is really big information. One is that the most ancient monolithic sites that they can find are built the best. They have evidence of the best building ability out of anything. And that means that some of these places that are older than even the Egyptian pyramids are actually built better than the Egyptian pyramids. So, and we all know how precise those are built. So it's important to know that the further back you go in time, the better the earthlings who are here could build things. Now, the other really startling piece of information is that these same most ancient buildings have no hieroglyphs, which is to suggest that these earthlings who could build things better than anybody else who came after them had no language. And this is a pretty big piece of evidence to suggest that both the fall of the consciousness of mankind and language parallel each other. They go hand in hand. In other words, language was developed as sort of a crutch as we lost other abilities, or as those abilities were usurped from us. It depends on your point of view on that. But it's very interesting confirmation through these scientists who now know these things. So I always like to bring that up. Now, to describe what a sigil is for people out there, the non-magicians who are listening, basically a sigil is any shape that the magician creates, and that magician would give that shape a particular meaning. And then using their subconscious mind, they would give that sigil power and use the sigil to manifest whatever it is that they're trying to manifest, more abundance or whatever it might be. And anybody can do this, too. It's really important. For your listeners, they can go to YouTube or a place like that and just type in sigils and they'll learn how to make them and what they are. They'll hear a lot of testimony of other magicians who know that these are very powerful. Bonnie and I use very positive sigil magic in our own life, and it's something that could be used just like everything else here. It can be used for good or evil, and it is very, very powerful. Now, the most widely accepted form of sigil magic that most people never even think for a second about that it's a sigil is language. We're all put in the institutions, just like an insane asylum is an institution, as children, and we're taught sigil magic. In the case of the United States of America here, we're taught English sigil magic. And we're given these 26 sigils. We're taught to call them letters. And each sigil has its own unique shape. In other words, we draw each letter of the alphabet a particular way. And each sigil has its own frequency. That is, we pronounce them a particular way. And when you string these sigils together, you are doing what? You are spelling. It's a spell. So, again, the magical language is there to teach everybody what they're really doing. And it's pretty evident right there in front of everybody if you just look at it from another point of view. And so everybody might think, okay, that makes a lot of sense. You explained what sigils are and that the alphabet is sigil magic. But the thing that people don't really grasp, because this is the major thing that's been, I believe, taken from us, is the knowledge that we are magical beings. And but just to prove that, indeed, English sigil magic and all, for that matter, all language, all sigil magic has power, I point to the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, who many people are familiar with. He's the gentleman from Japan who does the experiments with water, where he'll write a sigil on one beaker of water, let's say the word love, which is the sigil love, on one beaker, and on another beaker of pure water, he'll write the sigil hate. Set those beakers aside for a short period of time, and then freeze the water and look at it under a microscope. And every time, that is, this is a repeatable experiment, and actually anybody can do this at home themselves, repeatably, the beaker of water that had the sigil love on it, under a microscope, will have a beautiful, crystalline, symmetrical, just wonderful crystalline form under a microscope that looks very similar to snowflakes. And the water that had the sigil hate on it always looks very murky and definitely not anything you want to drink. It's real disgusting looking under a microscope. And you can do this over and over again. And it's a way to prove that these sigils have power. And another scientist that I point to who's doing work with sigil magic is Dr. Ibrahim Karim from Egypt. And he's using sigils in the form of making the plastic molds, basically, in the shape of these certain sigils, and he's affecting change, energetic change. He's done a fleet of taxi cabs. He does offices, buildings, and has done an entire town, actually. And Dr. Ibrahim Karim's website, incidentally, is biogeometry.com, so people can go there and research that. But these are two key individual scientists who are showing people that sigils are very, very powerful. And Bonnie's going to talk a little bit here in a minute about a more ancient form of sigil magic from King Solomon. And this is the magic that the dark forces use against us every day. So we'll be talking about that next.
Stand by, folks. John and Bonnie Mitchell join us on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail
designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
I'll get you in there.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. John and Bonnie Mitchell join us. Geez, we're talking so much off the air about some really interesting stuff that I lost track with where we left things off with our on-the-air presentation that we're working on here. So where were we?
No problem at all. I was just saying how people can go to see Dr. Masaru Emoto or Dr. Ibrahim Karim's work to show themselves, to prove to themselves that, you know, this language and sigil is sigil magic and that it has power. Bonnie's going to speak next about King Solomon and a much more ancient form of the sigil magic and what we've been finding. And it's actually being used in a very dark way to control people. And just before Bonnie starts here, I would like to remind everybody again that we did put together a short documentary, I think it's like 40-something minutes long, called Global Epidemic Exposed, Television Sigil Magic, and that's at awakenvideo.org, and I urge everybody to please watch that so that you'll be on the same page with us here and understand what it is that we're talking about. But
yeah.
You want to talk about King Solomon?
Sure. Yes. As I was saying earlier, King Solomon was king of the Israelites, and he was a magician. He wrote a group of magical texts in which he described the type of magic that he performed. And these texts are actually still used today by certain magicians, I would say dark magicians, like those within the Illuminati families, and the controllers and the programmers of TV shows. So some of these dark magicians, they still use these books, the Key of Solomon. And we know this thanks to the work of Fritz Springmeier and Cisco Wheeler, who wrote a book called The Illuminati Formula to Create an Undetectable Total Mind-Controlled Slave, among other books. So one of these books that Solomon wrote is called The Lesser Key of Solomon Goetia, and it describes 72 demons. Now, each of these demons, he describes them, and he gives a sigil for each one. Now, these demons are believed to control the human brain. Each demon controls a specific area of the human brain. Now, the frequency of the name of each demon, it controls a specific area of the subconscious brain, and each demon has a sigil that represents their frequency. When these sigils are placed within mnemonic circles and then embedded into a human's subconscious mind, the energy of that demon is manifested by the individual. So sitting down and watching TV can be extremely dangerous for you because your subconscious mind is very powerful. It actually creates your reality. It controls like 90% of our bodily functions, our senses, our perception of reality. So having your subconscious mind programmed with demonic energy through these sigils can actually make you manifest this demonic energy. So these demons, these 72, are widely used around the world. They're not only found in the writings of King Solomon. There is a Hebrew word derived from Bible code. It is called Shem HaMepharash. Within this code are 72 names of God or angels or demons, all depending how you look at it and, you know, who's using it. Also, the Kabbalistic Tree of Life contains the same 72 names. Even the Church of Satan uses these 72 demons. They call it Shem HaMepharash. The Sistine Chapel is laid out according to these 72 names. So why are these 72 demons so widely used around the world? It is because these magicians believe that the 72 demons, not only do they control the subconscious brain, but they are also the key to creation and all manifestation. So these demons and their sigils are very important to their work. They use them when they want to manifest something. So part of what we're finding in mnemonic circles is sigils. And like John said, you can make a sigil. It's very easy. So your conscious mind is not really going to recognize a sigil. Not necessarily. It's really made for your subconscious mind to see it. And the subconscious mind is extremely powerful. Like I said, it controls most of our bodily functions. It controls our five senses and our perception of reality. Now, magicians know that the conscious mind is not good at performing magic because the conscious mind wants to look at things rationally and logically and figure things out. So it's the subconscious mind that must have the magical intent implanted into it somehow. And what's the perfect way to do this? Your television set.
Right. That's why when you see it, when you watch the mnemonics, and what we've done is, you know, we download the mnemonics and then look at them frame by frame so we can get a good look at them. And there's no doubt when you watch these things and know what it is to begin with, that it's a mnemonic, each frame is speaking to your subconscious. And it's not just a matter of seeing the image itself when you're researching these. It's knowing the frame rate, like Bonnie was saying. This stuff is, when you research them, you see that the imagery is flashing by the eye so fast, there's no possible way that it can be picked up by the consciousness. But as you're researching these and you look at the detail that these people have put into these things, it's obvious. I mean, they're obviously making these for a reason, or there wouldn't be so much detail in something that is only going to be seen by the viewer or victim for not even a split second, you know, just very rapidly. And as Bonnie, I'm sure, explained, that all of this is done through the eye. All manifestation of these demons is done, according to their writing, through the eye.
Actually, I didn't say that yet, but that's very important. Actually, Solomon, in the key of Lesser Key of Solomon, Goetia, it states that this magic, it goes into the subconscious brain, but it goes through the eye.
Right. Very important little bit there. So, you know, and as a side note, too, just to throw that out there, we research of course, we don't watch movies or watch TV unless it's for research purposes, but we were just searching out some new mnemonics, and we downloaded the movie, the latest Star Trek movie. So it's probably something terrible, like, yeah, I think it's Into the Darkness or something like that. But in that movie is actually about, the latest Star Trek movie is actually about the 72 demons that Bonnie was just talking about. So, you can see this, they always put everything right in front of people, but it takes a different type of, a different angle on things and a different understanding of what's going on this planet to be able to see them, how they talk to each other through movies and programs and whatnot.
I keep thinking about the 72 virgins that we heard so much about.
Ah, very interesting. Yeah, with the Muslim religion, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was the mantra, you know. They were going to kill us and commit suicide because they can get 72 virgins.
Right.
And I remember an Islamic scholar telling us that that was based on a mistranslation. I wonder if there's any connection there. Perhaps there is, maybe not, but
everything is connected, so, and that's what we're finding. It's just astounding to us. The more, you know, and here's the thing we were just saying to each other before the interview tonight, is that it's a real sign of care to be willing to research this stuff. You have to care about yourself. You have to care about your family, and you have to care about the truth. You know, what is the truth? Who are we? Why are we here? What is this place? You know, all the space.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with hour number two with John and Bonnie Mitchell on the Bob Tuscan Show. Great stuff.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With